Monday, June 7th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The summer drought of 2021 likely officially began over a year ago when rain stopped accumulating here in northwest Iowa. The change was at first gradual and then abrupt. Subsoil moisture reserves here make up for the period in the summer when normal rain is not enough to sustain crop development. Roots go deep to tap into subsoil moisture, and as long as it doesn't get extremely hot, crops can tap into these moisture reserves. Last year, we were fortunate to have started out the season with a full moisture profile, so when the rain slowed into summer, corn was able to pollinate using subsoil moisture reserves. Rain then stopped virtually completely, and the subsoil moisture reserves were exhausted. We got to see crops literally die in the fill stage. My corn crop lost 50 bushel per acre yield potential in that process. Our subsoil moisture reserves never recharged last fall and over the winter, so this year we have the least cushion in subsoil moisture that I can remember going into summer. We had enough topsoil moisture to germinate seed and start initial development, so they initially look great to USDA condition rating enumerators. That is an illusion, however, as without consistent substantive rains, crop development will stall and conditions deteriorate quickly and severely. Different from last year, we do not have enough moisture reserves to get the corn through pollination. That means that yield risk this year is much greater than last. We have to pollinate to get any corn. North Dakota was supposed to add many acres to U.S. production, and they have the least amount of soil moisture. We need above normal precip over the next several weeks to make a corn crop and keep soybeans alive. The weather forecaster that we used, Nutrien Ag Solutions' Eric Snodgrass, is not optimistic that the northern or western corn belt will get the moisture that it needs. He's calling for a regional drought. The European model that has been performing well went dry for June 13th to July 13th, late last Thursday, and a summer weather market likely began in the following overnight trade. A high-pressure dome is formed over the northern corn belt. While there will be some rain, mostly hit-and-miss convective thunderstorms, it is likely to fall below normal along with heat, which is not good enough to sustain normal crop development. Convective thunderstorms may temporarily save crops, but they will not end the drought. This year we have little subsoil moisture reserves to draw upon. Eric also noted that cold water in the Pacific off California correlates to Midwest summer drought. The cool water has gotten colder, which is exactly what we wouldn't want to see. It is so dry in California that some farmers are idling land. There will be some open moisture flow from the Gulf northward, but the pressure pushes the rain eastward. If everything across the country plays out as it is currently set up, we would not have a happy outcome for 2021 corn and soybean production. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. What many analysts miss in the current overall market setup is this could be a weather market during a demand bull market. I do not remember seeing a setup quite like this in my experience. We have taken corn and soybean prices to levels that many would think that they would have curtailed or destroyed some demand. I do not think that's happened. As a general statement, end users are making money despite the increase in corn and soy prices. No one has stopped feeding, crushing, or exporting because of the price seen to date. The price highs needed to squelch demand have not yet been seen. In terms of world prices, ours are cheap. Our drought follows one in Brazil that has devastated their safrinha corn crop. USDA estimated the safrinha corn crop at 109 million metric tons in April. Private crop estimates there now put the crop at 88 to 90 million metric ton. That's a loss of 748 to 826 million bushels of corn that would not be exportable from Brazil compared to the USDA April estimate. Their price is now set up above ours. While we still have 25% of our old crop 2020 corn and soybean production to sell, most trade focus is now in new crop marketing. Here first, I have to circle back to my agronomic observation that I do not have enough water in the ground to pollinate my corn crop, and that we typically rely on this subsoil moisture to make our crops. Realistic balance sheets show that tight supplies are not relieved by a trendline U.S. yield. I have no reason to push new crop sales. Again, I have no confidence in what I will produce this year. What is 10 or 20% of an unknown quantity? Last year, some marketed 50% of their expected production, and that ended up being 75%. Bidding crops as we did gave us a known quantity to market. This year our production uncertainty is exceedingly high. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.